People are attracted to things that are in motion. You heard about the movement of money, the trillions of dollars that's moving? People are attracted to that. And they're attracted to people that are moving in that sector.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thursday. I'm humbled to be here, and as Darren led us off, Julio, Steve, Tom, Andy, what a great amount of information they shared. But you know what they really shared? You know what makes the difference in what you're looking at and what you have in your hands, even more than the information, is their heart. They spoke to you not from anywhere, but from their heart direct to yours. Because that connection of their heart to yours is the secret sauce. It's the thing that connects you to a client, you to a friend, or you to a leader that can change not your life, but change their life. And I cannot believe that I get the opportunity to share with you from my heart to yours. Because it's all about decisions. Decisions we make daily, weekly, monthly, and years. As a matter of fact, you know, I've been married to my much better two-thirds now for 25 years. And I'll have to take you back about 2.5 decades before we walked the aisle. And she sat me down right before that night. And she said, JD, let me get this straight right now. I said, no. If you're going to talk about decisions, I'm going to let you get this straight. The deal is, for the rest of our marriage, I make all the big decisions. And honey, you make all the small decisions. And that's it. So far, in 25 years, we've not made one big decision. You'll get that on the way home. But the reason I want to share that with you is because what we began to do in our life was begin to duplicate things that we saw around us that worked. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, is the power of duplication. The three components of duplication are real simple: modeling, leverage, and compounding. And those are offered to you in the WealthWave system that we want to share with you today. The first thing, let's talk about modeling. Because, you know, when I first started in this business, I only had three tools in my toolbox because I was young and green and didn't know what the heck I was doing. But I did know this. I had desire. And you heard the greatest analogy from Darren today, how he has just out-desired things in front of him. It didn't matter how much someone knew, how much they had, his desire outrode it. I can remember growing up in the small community in Raleigh, North Carolina, across the street. We were so poor, we didn't have country clubs to go to. We had this little swim club for $99 a month, family membership. You'd go swim and climb the chain link fence at night and play all the tennis and basketball you wanted to play. And I remember the story that I learned about desire that day from Eddie Burt and Wayne Walker. You see, Eddie Burt was like me, holes in his tennis shoes, a racket with a broken string, and a torn T-shirt. Wayne Walker, though, he had the outfit, all the whites, the white short, the white shirt, the headband, the wristband. He had the perfect Nike shoes. Well, heck, in that day, there were probably Reeboks or Converse. Nike wasn't even around back then. But he would take lessons, perfect form, practice, on the wall, on the net. And Wayne Walker could beat anybody at tennis until one day we were down there sucking on freeze pops at Glen Forest Swim Club. And Wayne says, I got nobody to play. Eddie Burt says, I'll take you on. And he says, you don't even play. He says, well, I'll take you on. He said, let me just go home and get my racket. So he rides his bike up the hill. He comes back. He's got a bent Wilson wooden racket with two broken strings. And they went up on the court, and we all went up to watch. I'm here to tell you right now, Eddie Burt wore him out. Just beat him like an old marching band drum. And you know what we learned that day? That country club stroke couldn't beat playground desire. Because you had the want to, and you had the why to, the how to just doesn't matter. The next thing you got to have, and this is my tool, was commitment. I learned this from my dad. Just whatever you do, son, just finish what you start. Just be committed to whatever it is that you're in. If you pick the wrong thing, then stop, but finish what you start. And commitment to finish is more than half of the battle. And if half the battle is won by just showing up, then finishing doesn't matter if you win. It just matters that you finish. And the next thing is, especially as you come across people in the industry, and people not in the industry is, are you willing to be coachable? See, I thought I knew some things, but I made a decision early, I'm going to act like I know nothing, because the people around us, through their example and their success, will be the best teacher that you can have. Think about what you've learned today from these amazing leaders that have already done what they've said that you can do. And that led itself to the very thing that I want to talk about. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what it meant to be a leader. So I decided, with desire and commitment and going to be finishing things, I was going to emulate people that were better than me. That's called modeling. You find someone that you identify with in this business, in this company, on this team, and just do what they do. Say what they say, and just push play on our amazing videos, and you too can be a winner. But along the way of winning, you're going to become a leader, because people are people are attracted to things that are in motion. You heard about the movement of money, the trillions of dollars that's moving? People are attracted to that, and they're attracted to people that are moving in that segment. That's modeling. Because modeling is the next step to what makes our business work, and that's the power of duplication. If you model and you do over and over and over, things begin to get bigger and bigger and bigger right under your very eyes. And the reason for that is people begin to model what you're doing. And when they model what you're doing and the people they meet and greet and take care of model what they're doing, guess what you have? Two people turn into 2 million people. It's called duplication. And that begins to lead us in to the tools that we have. That's how we duplicate. You see, so many people think that J.D. Phillips is a smart guy. You know, the longest and hardest thing in my life was third grade, because I had to do it so many tag-on times. And I didn't know about modeling, and I didn't know about following, and I didn't know about being dumb enough just to be smart enough to follow until I learned about tools. WealthWave 360, the campaigns, the most amazing leverage tool on the planet. You heard Tom talk about WWTV, WealthWave TV, Leadership Now, these podcasts, where people's stories come to life. And you know how people think? They don't think about words they read. They think about pictures that are drawn in their brains by people's stories. You just heard Julio and about the amazing thing and transformation he's made from Puerto Rico to the U.S. Not of his doing, but of what happened and how he's going to fix what happened by not letting the message die by things they did not control, by using tools. Leadership Live. All the tools that we have at our disposal are things that help you create leverage. Let's talk about leverage. You just heard about people putting 4 and 5 and 6 people on a team. If you're working 10 hours, but you have 5 people on your team working 10 hours, you can have a business that's been working 60 hours, and you're only working 10. Because have you ever tried to leverage yourself? It's not possible. It's impossible. Think about it. You ever try to lift yourself up? It just doesn't work. Your time and energy and effort will always be limited. It's called linear. It's like the corporate world where the guy goes to college. He gets in debt. He comes out with the big college debt bill. He then gets work at the bank for $52,000 a year, and he's made it for $52,000 a year and hopefully a raise and what used to be a gold watch and a plaque in 35 years. And maybe you get the raise, and maybe you get the perks, but maybe you don't. And then you have someone, something, some machine telling you what you're worth, and it has nothing to do with what you studied and what you could be. The problem is, in linear positions, you can only work your 24 hours a day, or if you get like Julio and work half days at 12 hours, that's all you got. Because all you got's all you got. Money and time are all you got. So how do we leverage our time, our energy, and our effort? How do we do that? Because that's a fact, they're always limited. Well, here's how you do it. You need a system. You see, people in this world are not duplicatable, but systems are. There's not another Elvis impersonator turned gazillionaire from Texas in the room. There's not another car sales guy that working part-time in this business is already recruiting a team. People aren't duplicatable, but systems are. And systems can be taught, and systems can be learned, and systems, through tools, technology, and training, can be transferred. And they can let the newest person at the newest level be successful at whatever level their dream is, which is exactly what matches Tom Matthews' dream. Because, see, this opportunity can match any dream. We're like McDonald's. How do you want it? Small, medium, or large? I think I'll just take mine in a big gulp. Thank you very much. So this beautiful thing about tools is this. I'm not a smart guy. I don't even know how tools work. Andy Horner has to coach me through working on tools every day. He has to teach me how every day to turn on my computer. I don't know how tools work. I don't know why they work, but you know what I do know? That they work. And because tools work, we get to leverage not our information, but the information that we're trying to educate people on about financial literacy that they can learn, listen, and hear about in the quiet, in the space of their own private room. Nobody in their face, nobody in their ear, nobody pulling or pushing. Just people encouraging them to learn more about what they want to know about, which is the best subject in the world. So when you have modeling and you have leverage, it leads me to my favorite part of this business. It's called compounding. You know, compounding is the closest thing to magic you'll ever see. Except, you know what? It's even better than that. This old guy, you know, Einstein, he called it the most powerful, absolutely the most powerful force in the universe. The eighth wonder of the world, compounding. Now, if I ask someone here today, would you rather have $1 million, cash, net, paid for, or would you rather have a penny a day, if I doubled the penny every day for 31 days? Well, that's a good question. It's a fair question. So let's take a quick look. If I have a penny on day one of my 31 days, and day two I got 2 pennies, big deal. The dude with $1 million in cash is laughing me down the street. By the end of the first week, I got 64 cents. He's laughing hard. Are you kidding me? What an idiot. Well, then by day 16, I'm up to a whopping $81.92 in 2 weeks. Week three, it's at $10,000. Well, that's kind of a number. It's not a million. In week four, I'm up to $1.3 million at day 28. Now I get to turn around and laugh at him. But you know what? We still got days left in the month. By the end of the month, it's a $10 million swing, and that's a penny doubled every day for 1 month. If you chose a penny, like my buddy over here, that would cost you $9.7 million. But here's the deal. You don't see it moving. You don't see the penny doubling. You don't even feel it. It just happens right before your very eyes. But why does it happen? Because the days didn't stop coming. The doubling didn't stop happening. And our ability to teach and share this dream with someone else never stops unless we stop sharing it. Share a little bit every day, and then what happens? Well, let's think about it. What if we converted interest to leaders? What if you converted interest to leaders in your very own business? What does that look like? Well, let's just suppose that, forget this high volume recruiting just for 1 second. Stay with me here. Can you get one person to believe in this dream you've heard these amazing people talk about today? Can you find one person who wants to change their life, just one, and bring them onto your team this month? I mean, for $100, they can be in business that'll change the world. And you recruit one person, you enroll them, your team size is a whopping one. Way to smoke it. But with that, with modeling and compounding and duplication, the one you brought, wouldn't you like to enroll Darren Farrell? Wouldn't you like to enroll Steve Miller? Well, guess what? In month two, they get their one, and you add yourself another one. In month three, they get their one, and you get another one. By month six, halfway through your first year in business, you got 63 people on your team. Now, you've heard about teams of thousands. I get it. But you're not here to build a team of 1,000 today. You're just here to build a team, to help other people build teams. So in one half a year, adding one person once a month, and your team modeling what you're doing, you get a team of 63 people. Well, guess what happens by the end of the year? You adding one are now the commander-in-chief, the CEO of your own business, of your own future, with 4,095 people. 4,095 people changing financial literacy, one person at a time, but you're doing it for 1,000 people at a time because you had the courage to start with one. And I did a little math that's not on my slides. I've got it on my phone here. So I took those 4,000 people, and I multiplied that times 2,400. You know what that number is? That's a $200 a month savings plan that could change somebody's life. 2,400 times 4,000 times our commission rate. Divided out is $76 million of commissions going through your organization in 1 year. And you just average about a 5 to 10% override for that. One person, finding one person for 1 year. The question is not can you do it? The question is compounding rewards that don't quit. What if, in my slide here, if it'll pop up, what if you'd quit in month 3, 6, or 9? What if? What if the penny had stopped doubling at day 16? The power of doubling is awesome, but not giving up. Like magic, you're there. But you know it's not magic, it's science. It's proven, it works, and it's yours through tools, through modeling, and through leverage. It can work for you. So the question is, what happens if we take the economics of the financial industry and we combine it with the compounding of? What happens? The answer is, compound leaders works just like compound interest. And the question that you have to ask yourself is not can you do it, but is it worth it? And what happens if you don't? Well, I invite you to come along with all of us, the WealthWave family, to make new family, to change life, change dream, and in doing that, change your own for the better, not for a few, but the ones that come behind. And that is a group. And I'm just thankful to be in this room with each and every one of you, swinging the bat, finding my one leader next month, James. I invite you to come along and let us know how we can help. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.